This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's military is reporting what appears to be a brazen attack on Russian cruise missiles being carried by train in the occupied and illegally annexed Ukrainian Crimea Peninsula. The claim could not be independently verified. The vague statement by Ukraine's military intelligence agency says caliber cruise missiles were destroyed by an explosion late Monday as the weapons were being transported by rail destined for submarine launch. Russia plans to hold an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly in early April on what it says is a real situation of Ukrainian children taken to Russia. The issue has gained the spotlight following the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes related to their abduction. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China's leader may use his Monday Moscow visit to call for a ceasefire to Russia's benefit.
Calling for a ceasefire that does not include the removal of Russian forces from Ukrainian territory would effectively be supporting the ratification of Russian conquest. It would recognize Russia's attempts to seize a sovereign neighbor's territory by force. It would enable Russia to further entrench positions in Ukraine. And a ceasefire now, without a durable solution, would allow President Putin to rest and refit his troops and then restart the war at a time more advantageous to Russia.
And again, Russia plans to hold an informal meeting of the UN Security Council in April to address several issues. And what he says is a real, or what they say is a real issue, in a situation of Ukrainian children taken to Russia. It has gained the spotlight following the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukraine's military has reported what appears to be a brazen attack. Russian cruise missiles being carried by train in the occupied and annexed Ukrainian Crimea Peninsula. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no-confidence motion in the National Assembly Monday after bypassing the lower house to push through a deeper, unpopular change to the pension system. Details from Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
The outcome was a relief to Macron. A successful no-confidence vote would have sunk his government and killed the legislation, which is set to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. But the relief could be short-lived. For one thing, the vote was closer than expected. Some 278 MPs voted in favor of the tripartisan no-confidence motion, just 9 short of the 287 needed for it to succeed. In addition, unions and protesters have vowed to carry on with the strikes and protests against the pension reform.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. The United States is accusing China and Russia of shielding North Korea from any action by the UN Security Council for its unprecedented spate of intercontinental ballistic missile launches, which violate multiple UN resolutions. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfeld told a Security Council meeting on Monday that Chinese and Russian obstructionism was encouraging North Korea to launch ballistic missiles with impunity and advance its development of more sophisticated and dangerous weapons. After the meeting, she read a statement on behalf of 8 other council members in South Korea that condemned the launches. China and Russia said ongoing U.S.-South Korea military exercises are exacerbating tensions. If a New York grand jury indicts former U.S. President Donald Trump, it will be a legal and historic precedent, AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
Decision whether to indict former President Donald Trump over hush money payments made on his behalf during his 2016 presidential campaign lies in the hands of a Manhattan grand jury that has been hearing evidence in secret for weeks. Trump denies any wrongdoing and has slammed the Manhattan District Attorney's Office probe as politically motivated. The grand jury has been probing Trump's involvement in a $130,000 shell company payment made to porn actor Stormy Daniels to keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she said she had with Trump years earlier. Trump posted over the weekend that he expects to be taken into custody on Tuesday, but there's been no public announcement about the grand jury's secret work. I'm Norman Hall.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is heading to Kyiv early Tuesday for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Japan's public television, NHK, showed Kishida riding a train from Poland heading to Kyiv. His surprise trip to Ukraine comes just hours after he met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.